I tell you why I can't find you. Every time I go out to your place, you gone fishing.
How you know?
What is it?
Good Friday morning to you. So glad to have you on this podcast of Reeling It In, where we cast ourselves deep into God's Word and reel back those life applications. Hey, we are finishing up here looking at some encouraging words from 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verses 13 through 18. And we have been talking about the comfort. We're talking about what happens when we leave this word. And these are encouraging words. Certainly, we'll still have some questions. But the ideal of the souls of those who have died and the bodies of those who are still alive meeting together in the air is a little hard to grasp. In 1 Corinthians 15, Paul explains just a little bit more. He says, listen, I tell you a mystery, that we will not all certainly sleep, but we will all be changed in a flash, in a twinkling of an eye, at the last trumpet. For the trumpet will sound, the dead will be raised imperishable, and we will be changed. Now, it seems that at this gathering of saints, the dead will receive their imperishable bodies, and those who are caught up from the earth will be transformed or changed into their new bodies instantly. Now, surely someone will ask, well, what kind of bodies will these bodies be? Will we be old or young? Will we be able to recognize our family and friends? And there's been an endless debate and supposition on this issue. Based on what we know in the Bible, it seems that these new bodies will be ageless. They will not be worn down by disease, decay, or infirmities of all of which are the effects of sin, for sin will not be there. In other words, they will be different from what we know or can even conceive. Paul likens this difference to the difference between the seed that is planted in the ground and what actually results from planting that seed. Our new bodies will be different from our current bodies. If you've ever gone to a reunion, you know that there are times when you don't recognize people who at one time were close friends. And we're still a little concerned that when we will get to heaven and won't recognize family members or close friends or and the saints of old. I think we're going to know each other probably in a deeper way. I truly feel like all our attention will be on God, the Father, Jesus, the Son. But we will know the person rather simply knowing each other by the form we inhabit. In other words, I believe I will recognize you, not your form. 1 Corinthians 13, Paul reflects on the future with these words. Now we see but a poor reflection as in a mirror. Then we shall see face to face. Now I know in part. Then I shall know fully, even as I'm fully known. And these things should encourage us. Think about it this way. When you're headed to some place you've never been before on your vacation, you can find yourself preoccupied looking for road signs, exit numbers, and landmarks. You get to your destination, but you also often miss the full joy of the journey. On the other hand, if you're traveling someplace you have been many times, or if you are the passenger, you tend to notice what is around you. You see the sights, you enjoy the beauty, you notice the changes in the terrain, and you see the people. Now, Paul wants us to understand that if we know where we're going when we die, we should find courage for life here and now. If we understand that death is not the end of the story, but simply a turn on the road to our ultimate destination, death loses its bite. If we understand that Christ will one day return, we can spend less time trying not to die and more time actually living. So the critical question then is, are you the one who is in him? Or are you living apart from him? And perhaps you aren't sure. Let me try to help you. Have you ever recognized that you're a sinful person? Do you see that you have lied, making you a liar? Or you have taken things that weren't yours, making you a thief? Or you have looked at and thought about people in a lustful way, making you an adulterer at heart? And you've made other things more important than God in your life, making you an idolater. Do you see that there is nothing you can do to erase your sin? Doing what is right doesn't erase the wrong you have done any more than doing your homework in school overcomes missed assignments. When we do what is good, we are really just doing what is required. There's no way to undo the bad. And with this in mind, do you see that the sacrifice of Jesus is your only hope to be right with God? Do you see that Jesus was God who became man to give his perfect life as a payment for the sin you committed, I committed? Now, having seen this, are you willing to put your trust in him? Are you willing to choose him as your Lord and Savior? To be buried in his death and to rise in his resurrection? And that's what baptism symbolizes. It is the death and burial and the resurrection. And the Bible says that when we are baptized, we receive the indwelling of the Holy Spirit, part of that beautiful divinity of the Trinity. The Holy Spirit moves within us and lives and dwells within us, making us his temple, his personal worship center. You say, well, what about those who don't turn to Christ? Well, here's what Paul says in 2 Thessalonians. He says, when the Lord Jesus is revealed from heaven in blazing fire with his powerful angels, he will punish those who do not know God and do not obey the gospel of our Lord Jesus. And they will be punished with an everlasting destruction, shut out from the presence of the Lord and from the majesty of his power on the day he comes to be glorified in his holy people and to be marveled at among all those who have believed. There's one more thing. After you have settled this issue in your heart, we need to begin to tell others. We need to share what God has done for us. Let them know that you're not afraid of death because you have put your trust in Christ. I'm so excited about the saving grace of Jesus. I'm so excited we don't have to worry about tomorrow, for God has already taken care of that. We simply need to walk within his Spirit today. I got to get out of here. I'm gone fishing.